This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Vote counting for the House of Representatives election completed. New government formation expected by last week of March following final procedures. Air travel to West Asia partially resumes. Nepal Airlines to conduct special flight for stranded passengers. Meteorologists predict light rainfall from today to gradually improve air quality. And India's Supreme Court allows first-ever passive euthanasia of patient in vegetative state. Now the news in detail. The vote counting for the proportional representation category of the House of Representatives election held on March 5 has been completed. Out of 57 political parties contesting under the system, only 6 parties crossed the 3% threshold required to secure parliamentary representation, while 51 parties fell short. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party emerged as the largest party with about 5.18 million votes, followed by the Nepali Congress with 1.75 million votes and CPN-EML with roughly 1.45 million votes. Other parties crossing the threshold include the Nepali Communist Party, Shram Sanskriti Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. The Election Commission is finalizing reports from district offices and preparing to distribute proportional seats among the qualifying parties. Officials say the formation of a new government is expected by the last week of March once remaining legal and technical procedures are completed. Meanwhile, Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal expressed gratitude to security and administrative officials for ensuring free, fair and peaceful elections, saying the process has strengthened the constitutional framework and political governance. Likewise, Transparency International Nepal also praised the election, stating that the results reflect the public's aspiration for change, good governance and prosperity and further strengthen confidence in the country's democratic system. Minister for Foreign Affairs Balananda Sarma has said there is currently no need for immediate evacuation of Nepali workers from Gulf countries despite tensions in West Asia. Speaking at a press conference, he said the intensity of the conflict is gradually decreasing and most Nepali citizens in the region remain safe. The government continues rescue operations for those stranded in transit. Around 5,000 people have reported feeling unsafe through an online form and an emergency rescue team is ready if the situation worsens. Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai confirmed that Nepali workers in conflict-affected areas are currently safe. The ministry also said 4 Nepalese are among approximately 2,600 people staying in shelters in Bahrain. Authorities are maintaining daily contact with Nepali diplomatic missions to monitor safety and assist those wishing to return home. Over 1.7 million Nepali workers are currently employed in Gulf countries. Meanwhile, the Embassy of Nepal in Saudi Arabia has urged citizens to remain alert following official updates and avoid sharing unverified news or sensitive information on social media. Air travel to West Asia, suspended for 12 days due to security concerns, has partially resumed. Nepal Airlines Corporation is operating a special rescue flight to bring stranded passengers home from Dubai, departing Kathmandu Wednesday night and returning early today. Officials say the flight aims to ensure the safe return of travelers while regional flight operations gradually normalize. In the meantime, the Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has urged the public to use petroleum products and cooking gas only as needed and to avoid unnecessary storage. In a press release, the corporation encouraged consumers to increase the use of electricity for cooking where possible. NOC noted that the precautionary measures are important because Nepal depends entirely on imported petroleum products, which could be affected by the ongoing situation in the Middle East. The corporation warned that the action will be taken against those found hoarding gas cylinders, selling fuel at inflated prices, or trading new cylinders illegally. While the import and distribution of petroleum products are running normally, NOC appealed to the public and industries to reduce unnecessary consumption and avoid panic buying. The Supreme Court has ordered a full hearing on a writ petition filed against chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamichhane. The petition challenges the decision of the Office of the Attorney General to withdraw a case involving alleged cooperative fraud and money laundering. A division bench of Justices Sapana Pradhan Malla and Srikanta Paudal has scheduled the matter for a full hearing on March 15. Attorney General Savita Bhandari had withdrawn the case on January 14 while it was under Supreme Court consideration. Legal practitioners filed the writ petition questioning the legality of this decision. Many parts of the country, including the Kathmandu Valley, have been experiencing hazy and smogging weather conditions in recent days due to limited rainfall and stable atmospheric conditions. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, a stable high-pressure system in the upper atmosphere and weak low-pressure activity below have prevented rainfall, causing pollutants to accumulate in lower atmosphere and resulting in widespread haze. The Meteorological Forecasting Division under the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said weather activity is expected to increase from today, with the possibility of brief rainfall in some parts of the country. Officials say they could gradually help improve the air quality currently. The Ministry of Health and Population has called on citizens to take special care for their health during the current air pollution situation. Meanwhile, the World Bank has approved financial support of about 7.7 billion rupees for Nepal's Clean Air and Prosperity Project, aimed at reducing air pollution from industries and strengthening national air quality management. The project aims to help industries adopt cleaner and more efficient technologies, reduce harmful emissions, and improve air quality for millions of people across the country. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Shraddha Shrestha has said Nepal's progress in gender equality reflects strong political commitment and ongoing legal reforms, while noting that challenges remain. Speaking at the 70th session of the Commission on the Status of Women at the United Nations headquarters in New York, she highlighted efforts to empower women and girls, including laws criminalizing domestic violence, child marriage, human trafficking, and sexual harassment. She also emphasized strengthened institutional mechanisms such as accessible complaint systems, survivor support services, crisis response centers, and legal aid programs. Minister Shrestha is leading Nepal's delegation to the session, which runs from March 9 to 19, alongside officials from the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens and Nepal's mission to the United Nations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The Supreme Court of India on Wednesday approved the country's first case of passive euthanasia, allowing the withdrawal of artificial life support for a 31-year-old man who has been in permanent vegetative state for over 12 years. According to the BBC, the court was hearing a petition filed by the patient's father seeking permission to discontinue life-sustaining treatment. The court noted that the patient's next of kin and medical boards agreed that clinically administered nutrition could be discontinued, allowing doctors to exercise their clinical judgment in withdrawing treatment. The ruling is considered a landmark as it prevents passive euthanasia even though the patient had not left a living will outlining medical directives. Passive euthanasia, legalized in India in 2018, permits the withdrawal of life support for patients in incurable comas or terminal conditions, recognizing a person's right to die with dignity. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, as well as the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudurpashim provinces, while the remaining areas will likely remain partly cloudy today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province, as well as Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, at few places in Madhya province, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, as well as in the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. The division has also stated that the country is under the influence of westerly winds, a high pressure system in the upper atmosphere, and a low pressure area in the lower atmosphere near the eastern region of the country at present. And the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 14 to 16 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 24 and 26 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here's a quick recap of the headlines. Vote counting for the House of Representatives election completed. New government formation expected by last week of March following final procedures. Air travel to West Asia partially resumes. Nepal Airlines to conduct special flight for stranded passengers. Meteorologists predict light rainfall from today to gradually improve air quality. And India's Supreme Court allows first-ever passive euthanasia of patient in vegetative state. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.